Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Suzy Scoop. Of course, there's tons going on in Charlottesville this week. We are going on Thursday, July 21st. Oh, my gosh, literally 1 month until school starts in Albemarle County. And so I think you really got to get out there and enjoy this. I know a lot of people are vacationing at the beach, and Susie's going to do a little of that herself. But, Charlottesville, there's always something going on here. So I'm going to talk about I'm going to focus a little bit different this week. I'm kind of playing around with some stuff that maybe you don't know about. And I guess that's my job, right, is to tell you guys what you don't know about. And I'm a big fan of the Ivy Creek Natural Area because I think that we sometimes take for granted all this beauty that we have around us. My mom was just visiting, and every corner we turned, she would say, wow, it's so beautiful here. Wow, it's so beautiful here. And I think sometimes in the running back and forth all day long, I forget to stop and look at, you know, how gorgeous it really is. And the Ivy Creek Natural Area, they do so many things there to teach us about things and to preserve and to help us learn. So one thing that I really want to point out is on Thursday 21st, they are having a volunteer work day. And this is how we get how they keep things free or affordable is by people like you and I jumping in and helping out. And so they were asking volunteers to come, and it's in the morning, and work on field restoration, invasive plant removal, trail improvements, all that kind of stuff. Meet in front of the barn. We're obviously wear appropriate clothing. It's going to be hot, but you will be, you know, playing in the woods and in the plants. So probably long pants would be advisable. And just get out there and help out. This is a really easy way, a fun way to kind of give back to your community, because this is something really special that we have going on there. So that's at the Ivy Creek Natural Area. That's over off of Rio Road in Charlottesville. So, and I've talked over the last few weeks about how excited I am about the Wintergreen Summer Music Festival. And one of the things that I love about this is that it gives us an opportunity to, you know, really expose ourselves to different kinds of music. I love music. I can't sing worth a darn. And I grew up playing the piano, but I love all kinds of music. And I think that that's so great that we have these opportunities. So this is Wintergreen, the Wintergreen Chamber Players are coming to Monticello. And so this is what's so great about this Wintergreen Festival is that it's not just at Wintergreen. Now, you can't beat a concert up there in the Wintergreen Performing Arts Center and how gorgeous it is up there, but Monticello is a pretty close second to that. So they're having an evening chamber music concert, and that is up at the Monticello Visitor Center Courtyard, 7:30 p.m., You can get box dinners if you want. They're $17, and you have to reserve them in advance. There's a cash bar, too, so you can have a couple cocktails while you're there. Children 10 and under are free. Adults, $25, and children 10 to 17 are $10. Not expensive for the quality of music that you're going to get in an incredible setting. And have some dinner and a cocktail. That's on Thursday night, and a really, really beautiful setting for that. Moving on to Friday, I don't know if you've live in Charlottesville, you've had an opportunity to experience a play at Live Arts, which is right down on the downtown mall. But if you haven't, here's a really crazy fun one to check out. They are doing Zombie Prom, 7:30 on Friday. It runs through, not just on Friday, but that's when it kicks off. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of information. This is what they say about Zombie Prom, because I got to be honest, I wasn't exactly sure what Zombie Prom meant. It says, it's just another day in the nuclear 50s at Enrico Fermi High, named for the father of the atomic bomb, when Johnny moves to town. And I won't go into too much more of it, but the ending sentence is, will zombie Johnny have a chance to dance at the prom, or will the principal from hell tell him to drop dead? Maybe not the show you want to bring your kids to, but always entertaining. Always entertaining at Live Arts. They have several different theaters within there. There are, it's very close. It is an intimate experience and just cool actors, fun, and a great way to enjoy a show. Obviously, on Friday night, there's tons of music because, you know, Charlottesville has great music scene. Friday's after 5. Finally, Friday's going on Friday. But at the Jefferson Theater that night, Cody Purvis and Down Till Now will be there. And if Cody is just really, really fun to watch, but also he does some slow stuff, some kind of tearjerkers, and incredible voice. So head out there. They do. And then Down Till Now, if you've been down to Fridays After 5, they've done that before. They're just really fun to watch. They have like high energy, really fun songs. And so it's going to be a really great, great concert there at the Jefferson Theater on Friday night. Moving on to Saturday. Saturday, there's fun going on for kids at the Lewis and Clark Center at Darden Tao. They have different events going on throughout the weekend, and they're actually throughout the entire summer they have things, but usually from 10 to 4 on Saturdays and 12 to 4 on Sundays. And the 23rd and 24th, they're going to be doing carpentry. You can earn your carpentry badge, it says, and fun with clay. So you can just, it's a great way to hands-on history. I tell you, when I've been there, I've learned, my kids, I think, know more about history than I do. Maybe it's because my brain is so full of other things, but they've learned so much, and it's really inexpensive. It's just $3 to get in, and you can learn so much there. And then a couple of really cool things happening at Whole Foods on Saturday. The first they're doing, and Whole Foods, since they moved to their new location, has really, really been trying to embrace our community. They've always done that in the past, but now they are over the, I mean, just amazing, supporting local local farms and local businesses. And they have a brew and brew tour going on from 9 to 2 on Saturday. And so they're bringing local producers in, and they will have Star Hill Brewery and the Traeger Brothers. So you can basically try some great products. So check that out and check out their website from 9 to 2. It's free. And Star Hill Brewery, I mean, how can you beat that? And then also on Saturday evening, they're doing Clawing for a Cause. And if you know anything about Claw, that's the Charlottesville ladies arm wrestlers. They call them, and if you haven't been to one of these, and I don't have in front of me the dates when something is coming up for them, but it is a crazy fun experience. Definitely, again, probably not the kids night out with you, but fun. They call themselves now an Alliance of Theatrical Philanthropic Ladies Arm Wrestling League, committed to promoting their movement worldwide. And they really literally do arm wrestling, but they also raise money for nonprofits. And they're going to be at Whole Foods from 6 p.m. to 7:30 on Saturday, July 23rd. And so they're just funny and crazy. And they always bring, this is free, but you can bet and all that. So there's always raising money for a good cause in Charlottesville. And on Sunday, I'm going to go back to Ivy Creek because I've been on their website recently. The weather's supposed to get nice again. I know when it was in the 90s, it's a little hard to get out there and do this, but it's coming back down to the 80s. And I think as my summer starts to, my kids are on swim team. So once that swim team dies down a little bit, then I start to really think about all the stuff in Charlottesville that I can get outside and do. And they have often throughout the month on Sundays, they have guided nature walks. So it's really cool because you can get out there and hike on your own. That's always an option there. But they have 1 or 2 hours of trails, and you have a guide with you to really teach you about what is going on around you in nature there at the Ivy Creek. And that is starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then also those activities at the Lewis and Clark Exploratory Center. And I will be back next week with much, much more to tell you about. Have a great weekend, everyone.